The state expects to collect $161 million more in taxes than it first anticipated for the next 18 months. State Budget Secretary Eloise Foster says that's good news.
This is one of the largest write-ups that I think we've experienced in this administration.
The report from the Board of Revenue Estimates finds the revised tax figures are based on income tax hikes approved this year by lawmakers and casino gambling revenue. The same report points out employment growth in the new year will only be about 1% and wage growth will be sluggish. Controller Peter Francho, who chairs this board, says that's a sign of trouble.
We have revenue stability. That's good. But the Maryland economy that employs most of our citizens is going around and around in a circle, and it's not showing the kind of economic progress that we're accustomed to.
And Francho adds lawmakers need to avoid considering any kind of tax increase in the new year. In Annapolis, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.